In the hours leading up to the murder of 8 children in a Cairns home, their mother was in a blind fit of rage because someone had missed the 10 p.m. curfew. The Telegraph reports when the girl came home, they fought violently. The teenager fled and an unspeakable crime was committed. The Sunny Warrior has been arrested for murder. Police are investigating illicit drug use and a possible psychotic episode. An anonymous tip-off was made to the country's national security hotline 2 days before the deadly Sydney siege, warning about extremism on the gunman's website. The Telegraph reports a caller rang the hotline and told authorities to look at Manharan Monis's site. 100,000 people gathered at the annual Carols in the Domain last night, including the tactical response police involved in the siege. Revellers paused for a minute's silence, raising their candles in tribute. Police are appealing for witnesses to a motorcycle accident at Bankstown where a rider was thrown into a brick fence. The 23-year-old swerved to avoid hitting a four-wheel drive on Marion Street yesterday morning. Sonia Roberts from police headquarters says it's believed the driver may have tried to avoid hitting another car.
Investigators have spoken to a witness but do believe more people would have been in the area at the time, and we're appealing for those people to come forward. And we're also appealing to anyone who might know the whereabouts of the four-wheel drive or its driver to contact police.
Cannabis will be imported or grown by the state government and given to patients in a groundbreaking new trial. The Telegraph reports almost $9 million will be invested in at least 3 clinical trials. Premier Mike Baird is to establish a medical cannabis expert panel led by Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kerry Chant. The United States has released 4 Afghans from Guantanamo Bay back to Afghanistan. U.S. officials say it's a sign of their confidence in the country's new president. Defense spokesperson Joe Sowers says the release follows an order from President Barack Obama that requested a task force review the prisoners held at the facility.
As a result of that review, which examined a number of factors, including security issues, these men were unanimously approved for transfer by the 6 departments and agencies comprising the task force.
Now with sport, Danielle Pogson.
Gemma, Australia has claimed a 2-0 series lead over India with our pace bowlers starring on the 4th day. After taking some early wickets in the 2nd innings at the Gabba, the Aussies grabbed a 4-wicket win. Josh Hazlewood took 2 on the 4th day, telling Channel 9 it's been a dream debut.
Just the length I hit. A lot of the wickets were caught behind the wicket due through the Hazs, which was good. And on the front foot, the Knicks, so I was pretty happy with that.
Selectors will finalise the Boxing Day test today with David Warner and Mitchell Marsh in doubt. Owen Morgan has replaced the out-of-form Alistair Cook as England's one-day international captain. It's been a night of big hits with Hobart Hurricanes taking a 52-run win over Melbourne Stars in the Big Bash League. Sydney Thunder host Brisbane Heat at ANZ Stadium tonight. An injury time header has earned Melbourne City local derby bragging rights over victory. Eric Paltulu was the hero of the night, finding the net in the 90th minute. He's told Fox Sports the win was long overdue.
We've really got to pick up as many points as we can. We had a bad start to the season, hopefully finish off strong before the break, and then anything can happen.
Perth Glory has got its 8th win at home with a 4-1 crushing of Central Coast Mariners. Sydney FC takes on Wellington Phoenix at the Sydney Football Stadium tonight. Auckland City has defeated Cruz Azul 4-2 on penalties to claim 3rd at the FIFA Club World Cup. That's sport. I'm Danielle Pogson.
This is Macquarie National News. It's 7:04.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Sunny today, light winds, tops of 26 on the coast, 31 in the west, partly cloudy for tomorrow, showers Tuesday, Wednesday, a shower or two and a possible storm for Christmas Day. Right now in the city it's 16 degrees, 2 below average, it's humidity at 87%.
For all the best in racing and the latest in sport, this is Sky Sports Radio. Coming to you via Tedderfield, 87.6 FM. Dorrigo, 88.06 FM. Grenville, 87.6 FM. And Taree, 105.7 FM.
Deck the hall with Bout of Heart.
G'day, Sean Cosgrove here. Hope you have a fantastic Christmas and New Year period. Remember to spend some time with your friends. And if there's someone near you who looks like they're going to be on their own this Christmas and festive time, invite them over. Just make sure they're looked after as well. Take it easy on the roads. See you in the New Year.
From all of us here at Sky Sports Radio, have a Merry Christmas.
For all of today's scratchings information, whether day or night meetings, call TAB Customer Service on 131 802 or log on to tab.com.au. Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader.
Harvey Norman's first ever clearance outlet is now open. It's at Mascot in Sydney, full of manufacturer's seconds, ex-display stock, scratch and dent, factory refurbished units and end-of-line run-out models. It's all cheap, cheap, cheap and price to clear. Fridges, washers, air conditioning, TV, computers, furniture and outdoor bedding, flooring and lots, 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 lots more. You'll love the savings at Harvey Norman's clearance outlet, Gardeners Road, Mascot.
At the 150, joined by It's a Done Deal. Sacred falls late. It's a Done Deal by a length and a half. Sacred falls wearing him down. It's a Done Deal. Three quarters. Sacred falls. It's a Done Deal from the Queen Elizabeth.
Welcome to the weekend's biggest and best serve of sports and racing on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Yeah, Big Sports Breakfast Weekend on air for the next 3 hours, right up until 10 o'clock. 0419 767 272 is the SMS number. That's 0419 SMS BSB. 1353 53 is the open line number, and you can get us on the tweets as well at Big Sports WEND, at Big Sports WEND. Lots to discuss from a sporting point of view. A great win for Australia in the Test match. A little bit of a wobble before they got there. 6 for 130 in the end. They lead the series 2-0 against India going into the Boxing Day Test match starting at Melbourne on Boxing Day. Of course, we've got Sydney FC up against Wellington tonight, and of course we'll have 2 minutes of rugby league with Stuart Clark after 8 o'clock, which we can look forward to. But yesterday, a fantastic day out there at Rosehill Garden. Some highly impressive performances, none more so than this Godolphin 2-year-old Ottoman. The filly absolutely flew after a tough start, and we'll have a chat with Darren Beedman from the Godolphin stable about that. Looking forward to that. But the usual suspects are here this morning. We're in the new studios for the first time, and we're really looking forward to it. I'm talking about Miracle Malcolm Johnson and the racing editor of the Daily and Sunday Telegraph, Ray Thomas. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, Mal. Good morning, everyone. And here, the new studios, Jimmy, they're pretty schmick, aren't they?
They're not bad. They're not bad.
I think Mal's overly happy about it, but anyway.
Oh, hang on. He's come in this morning in a horrible mood, hasn't he?
He didn't get his morning coffee on the way.
No, he didn't get his coffee.
This part of Sydney.
No, well, it's see, old people, it's hard to teach.
Old habits die hard, man.
Exactly.
You're resistant to change, aren't you, Malcolm?
I am.
You are.
I miss driving to get my coffee in George Street.
You can still drive there.
Been right. Yeah, well, I know. That's by your elbow to get your clacker. That's just a long way out of the way, and I can't do that.
I'll get this back onto the topic.
Quickly, please.
Yeah, look, boy, it's a really good day yesterday for a low-key Rose Hill meeting. Did we see the Golden Slipper winner yesterday?
Well, it reminded me of Moss Fun all over again.
Wow. Terrific Otto Man, and really impressive, and had to do it upside down. They expected her to be up on the pace and either controlling the tempo outside the leader. She missed the kick, got a check, got a long way back, had to overcome, wasn't it, an indifferent tempo up front and still mowed them down late. So to do that shows that she's versatile. A lot of the good judges walked away just shaking their heads in disbelief, and she vaulted straight to the top of Golden Slipper betting. Yet another two-year-old, a potentially promising two-year-old produced by Godolphin this season. They've had a tremendous start to the two-year-old season.
I like the line that Darren Beedman said, well, she's in the top 10.
He's too smart for us.
It'll be interesting to talk to him later about that.
Yeah.
In our top 10.
She displaced Furnaces as favourite for the Golden Slipper, and it capped another red letter day for Godolphin and their famous royal blue colours. Yeah. Boys Houseman won, and Vashka made it four straight in the last, and he's a really good horse, Vashka. I know it's off-season. I know he's beating the B-graders now, to be fair, but he does it so effortlessly. Also yesterday, really good to see the emergence again of a couple of young apprentices who I think are stars of the future. Samantha Clinton, 202 for Chris Waller, a terrific ride on Christy Lee. And Jamie Innes, I know you rode against Jamie's father, and he had his first city winner for Houseman for Godolphin, and revealed after the race that he's going to join the Godolphin team in mid-January as their apprentice.
Fantastic.
So a real coup for little Jimmy Innes, who's 20 years old and stepping into his father's footsteps, so to speak, Mel. Big money won again up in Brisbane for Robert Thompson. Just keeps winning that horse, and congratulations to Rodney Northam, who's got that horse flying. But overall, Mel, terrific day, and did we see the Golden Slipper winner yesterday?
Yeah, it was a great day, Ray, and I know you said it was a low-key time of the year and a low-key race day, but her win yesterday reminded me so much of last year's Golden Slipper. She is outstanding. I don't know about being in the top 10, as Darren said. I think she's a little bit... She's right up the top of the list. Don't worry about that. But she's outstanding. She looked outstanding. And it was a very non-plus ride. He's very hard to phase, James McDonald. It was a great...
He's cool under pressure, isn't he?
it was unbelievable. It was a great performance. And you mentioned it, Big Money's win in Brisbane. Mm. Wow, he is an exceptional racehorse, Ray.
Yeah, and great ride from the great man again, Robert Thompson and Rodney Northam. They just winner after winner, but he did it effortlessly yesterday with 59.5, Mel.
Yeah, certainly did. And look, we've got to bring it up. What's your take on the TVN and the Sky Racing Wars? What's going on there? You walk into a tab and it's just horrendous.
Yeah.
To see nothing on the screens.
Yeah. Racing's own Middle East crisis, isn't it, boys?
It is.
It's so complex. It's such an issue which has really troubled the racing administrators for the best part of 10 years. It's no easy resolution to this, boys. And look, I know punters are inconvenienced. Everyone's inconvenienced. I know there's...
Who's inconvenienced the most, Ray?
Punters.
Is it the pubs and clubs?
Pubs and clubs,
pubs
for sure.
Pubs and clubs are the ones.
Particularly in the country areas where we're from, Jimmy. A lot of country clubs only have the one TV.
Yeah.
So what do they do? Do they try and get a second TV in? Do they... it's difficult for so many people, difficult for punters. Mm. Punters are creatures of habit. Mal's a creature of habit, as we found out this morning. So, you know, when things change, it's not easy to adapt. And we went through this 10 years ago. At least now there is ways you can access Sydney and Melbourne racing, but it's not easy. And when punters' habits are changed, they don't come back quickly. And that's the key to this. I hope it's resolved soon, because the longer the punters get out of the habit of doing what they normally do on a Saturday, for example, it takes a long time to get those people back.
I think we saw for the Wyong Magic Millions meeting on Thursday that turnover was down about 12 or 13% based on last year. We'll get some numbers coming out of yesterday as well to have an insight into that. But
it's also the other codes too, Jimmy. It's not just the gallops and the Sydney and Melbourne meetings. The other race meetings around the country are affected, and then the harness and the dogs are affected as well.
So the flow-on effect.
Yeah, so all the way codes, down the line.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because it changes viewing habits for punters, etc., and it affects the race industry at large.
Given this is the final program before the big fella in the red and white comes down the chimney, Malcolm, we thought we'd throw it out there to our listeners, 1353 53. What do you want for Christmas? What would you like Santa to bring you for Christmas in 2015? I think we all want to see races on Sky Channel, but that'd probably be our first thing. But Malcolm, what are you after, mate?
Socks and undies. I get them every year.
Are you 30?
It's pretty safe bet.
It's pretty safe bet.
Yeah. Socks and undies.
Well, you haven't given me any time to think about it.
That's a lie. You had 3 minutes to think about it before we came on air.
Well, it takes me longer than that.
I know what you want. A coffee shop near French's Forest.
Yeah, a barista. A barista.
Oh, you want a barista as you walk in?
If there's an entrepreneur or coffee person listening to the show this morning, they open up one next door, they always get business.
What about your good self, Raymond?
Sunday's paper on Saturday morning. go straight to the race results and have a field day at the races.
Not bad, not bad. Well, mine's similar to you. I want to have a day at the races where you just walk in, back everything that wins, and then you walk out with pockets full of 50s and... Like you're Richard Dreyfuss on Let It Ride. If you could have one of those days. I don't think I've ever been to the races where it's just everything, just everything you back is won.
Well, you just aim for too much.
Yeah, I know. I'm probably asking for too much.
You way are. Well, Santa Claus, well, he's he don't bring those sort of gifts.
Yeah. What's he bring, world peace and all that?
You're very greedy, Jimmy.
It was greedy. It is greedy.
A quaddie yesterday would have been great to get. When Fraser's won at $91 in the first leg, knocked everybody out.
Yeah.
We're out straight away. Just over 12,000 for the quaddie. Nice little collective if you got it just before Christmas.
Fantastic. 1353 53. Let us know. What do you want Santa to bring you for Christmas? We've got Darren Beedman, Gary Portelli, Samantha Clinton, and Jimmy Innes coming up for his win on Houseman. We'll look forward to speaking to them throughout the course of the next hour.
Sky Sports Radio has all your summer harness and greyhound racing covered. Sunday mornings from 10:30, we bring you reactions from trainers and drivers on all the latest winners. Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Experience the excitement of four big EPL games with great events. Departing January 29, see Liverpool v West Ham, Chelsea and Everton, Mille Yidnacks Crystal Palace against Newcastle, and the big Spurs v Arsenal North London derby at White Hart Lane. Plus, Bayern Munich's Bundesliga clash with Hamburg in Munich. $9,350 per person twin share includes just about everything. Go to greatevents.com.au. That's greatevents.com.au.
Did you back a winner on the weekend, John?
I didn't have a winner all day. And I still came out in front.
What do you mean, mate?
I had a five-leg place multi. I backed 3 seconds and two-thirds and got a collect.
You are too smart for me.
Add a little value to your multi today with a few fixed odds play selections. You can have up to five play selections in your multi across thoroughbreds, harness and greyhounds. Head to your local Tab or download the Tab app and have a crack at a fixed odds place multi today. Gamble responsibly.
Harvey Norman's first ever clearance outlet is now open. It's at Mascot in Sydney, full of manufacturer's seconds, ex-display stock, scratch and dent, factory refurbished units and end-of-line run-out models. It's all cheap, cheap, cheap and price to clear. Fridges, washers, air conditioning, TV, computers, furniture and outdoor bedding, flooring and lots, 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 lots more. You'll love the savings at Harvey Norman's clearance outlet, Gardeners Road, Mascot.
Go, Harvey, go!
Are you looking to get more for less? I know Miracle is. Look no further than the Mazda BT50, the ute with more now for less. Mazda BT50 4x4 dual cab XT manual now from an incredible $39,990. Drive away. That's right, for under $40,000 you get car-like comfort and plenty of grunt with up to 3.5-tonne towing capacity, a huge tub and a turbo diesel power engine. The whole 2014 BT50 4x4 range has been reduced, so whether you need it for work or a weekend away, it's hard to go past the Mazda BT50. Reward yourself today. Find out about the greater value on BT50 at your local Mazda dealer.
Further back is my colleague Micucci. Now Ottoman's got about 7 lengths to make up around the turn. Pride of Dubai just ahead of it as they corner. Ready already at the 300 metres just in front, but kicking back along the inside is Miss Idyllic. At the 250, Miss Idyllic drove up to lead. Ready already now. Ottoman out under the arches is coming home now. So it's Miss Idyllic 100 to go, but here comes Ottoman. Ottoman on the outside moves up to Miss Idyllic. Ottoman, Miss Idyllic. Ottoman scrapes in from Miss Idyllic, Pride of Dubai, Micucci, Savannah Rose in a photo for four. Then came Ready All.
Yeah, what a run it was. It's a spectacular effort for the Godolphin-owned and bred Ottoman. And as a result of that, it's now time for this morning's feature interview brought to you by BloodstockAuction.com, your one-stop shop in buying your next racing superstar. And that is with Darren Beedman from Godolphin. And they added three winners yesterday, fantastic. Day for John O'Shea and his team, but of course the standout was the two-year-old filly by Exceed and Excel out of Byzantine, and Darren has been good enough to join us on the line. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, fellas.
Have you had a reassessment overnight and thought maybe she could be in the top five? Your two-year-olds you got there, Godolphin.
I was just allowing myself a little bit of latitude.
Too smart for us, Darren. You saw us coming, I think. So, Darren, seriously, it was a tremendous performance because nothing went right for Ottoman from the start. She was, we all thought she'd be up on the speed, but she was out the back, got her head up early, looked to be almost trying to over-race until James got her into a rhythm. And for her to recover and still win off what was an indifferent early tempo, an exceptional debut.
Yeah, it was. She got jammed up at the start, like most of all of her. The horses either side jammed her up, and she, from that point on, for the next 500 metres, she just, it was totally against everything that she's probably done in the past. Like every time we've jumped her out or barrier trials, she's always been on the speed, you know, and running quite nicely. But she had to, sort of overcome all those obstacles. And really, she only got a breather in the race for about 150 metres. And the moment James got her to sort of get into a rhythm, he had to get on his bike and get going because they're getting a pretty easy time up front. So, it was an A-plus effort.
Exactly. Darren, it was a tough run. How has she pulled up? And have you had a chance to talk to John O'Shea about immediate plans for Ottoman?
No, John's away on family commitments, and which I'm just waiting for a call for him the next hour or so. But I haven't spoken to the stable this morning. I have one day off.
Fair enough. Except when we bother you. Sorry, mate.
Yeah. Actually, you just got me out of bed, fellas. more reports, like even when she come back after the race, she seems to sort of take everything in a stride, and she's a filly that, she really looks after herself.
Hey, Darren, yesterday you got a lot of satisfaction out of seeing Houseman win, Jimmy Innes. Gee, he rode it good.
He did. He did miracle. He's been on John's radar for a long time to have in the stable, and it's been a bit of a long-term plan in what John's wanted him to do, like to go. He's been down with Keithy Dryden, and he was with Craig Carmody, and Craig, started him off and, tripped him around everywhere, and then he went to Keithy Dryden, and he's been riding plenty of winners out in the country and the provincial, but he's got a pretty good strike rate for us. Like, he's probably one in about two or three, so winners. But his pre-race comments and his post-race comments, of his age.
Very impressive, wasn't it, Darren? Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, very impressive. And you go back a long way with young Jimmy, because you were his dad, Jamie's roomie for many years. That would have been a different story. What about Jimmy's dad? Loveliest guy you've ever seen, Jimmy. But when they use the term, it took someone an hour and a half to watch 60 minutes. That's Jamie. I'm telling you. You ask his roomie Darren about that.
Darren's laughing so hard.
Yeah, he knows where I'm coming from.
James, he's, I've known James since I was like 15 years of age, because his nickname was Sparrow.
Yeah,
because he was so small, but it's just to see that the younger generation coming through, he's got a very good head on his shoulders, and he was very professional about the whole situation yesterday, which was fantastic.
Mm. Mm. Last race yesterday, the TAB Rewards Handicap, Vashka won so impressively. Darren, for Godolphin, and I don't think Blake hardly moved on the horse. Four wins on the trot, and Ray mentioned a little bit earlier, it's probably not great company that he's in, but where to now for this?
So well.
Yeah. What are the plans for Vashka going forward?
Well, he's been very well placed. John's done a great job in placing you in the right races that he can you know, be effective. And every time he's raised the bar, Vasquez actually stepped up to the mark. So, yesterday he was up to 1,500, never been over that distance before. The start before that, he went up in weight, went back in distance, and then was on a soft track. So he keeps surprising us, you know, with his ability to be able to adapt to different situations. So he's a type of horse that he makes his own luck. He puts himself in the race, and he's become more tractable. And
he's settling so well, isn't he, Darren?
He is. He's quite a ride in the morning. He gives the boys and the girls a bit of a pull. So,
Daz, it was very good yesterday to see you finally turn your phone off too when you're being interviewed.
I felt quite when they said I was coming on the radio with Miracle tomorrow morning, I felt really safe.
I've got into a really bad habit.
Right.
That every time
an
Darren,
annoying habit, you mean?
Annoying habit, yeah, mainly
oh,
for
shock
Darren
me.
Because every time I see him on TV being interviewed, and because John O'Shea's got off and are having such a great run, Darren gets interviewed on
every
a pretty
day.
Regular basis. Yeah. So every time I see him being interviewed, I ring him.
Right.
And occasionally he forgets to put it on silent mode. And his phone's going off in his pocket. It's just, it is really, really funny to watch.
Oh, it's really funny when something's vibrating on your back.
Because you can see the smile on his face and the
tone. He knows it's you.
He knows it's me for sure. But I don't mean to be a pest, Darren, but... I don't know. It just follows
comes
me
naturally
everywhere.
For him,
just,
Darren.
But yesterday, as soon as I seen you on the TV, I thought I'm ringing him, and it was off. So you're learning.
I'm a slow learner.
And no doubt happy to take the interview this morning because you knew you were safe, Darren.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
fantastic. Yeah. Oh, we do appreciate it. Have a great Christmas. Congratulations on the great winners yesterday for Godolphin, and I think everyone in the stable, no doubt, really looking forward to what's going to be a fantastic two-year-old season and more.
My word.
Yeah, no, the stable's going great, and he's really got his head around it and getting everything into place, which is fantastic.
Have a safe and Merry Christmas, Darren.
Good, you too, fellas.
Thanks, Darren.
There he is, Darren Bergman from the Godolphin stable. Just to let you know, the update on those prices at tab.com.au.
I knew you would.
Ottoman. $6 she is now. Furnaces at $8, another Godolphin runner. Fontiton at $11, along with Paceman, Suboog, and Vancouver.
And boys, isn't it great to see Darren Beeman looking fit and healthy and absolutely loving that role he's got with Godolphin?
Oh, he's loving it.
I know when stables are winning a live season,
yeah,
but
sure.
He's just... Yeah, he's so popular with racegoers, and just to see him back in a great frame of mind and fit and healthy now, it's just it's great.
It's great to see him. And he's, like we talk about great race riders. There was none better than T. Beeman. He was an absolute superstar. Yeah. But I just hope this Christmas he doesn't eat the whole turkey again.
He's
just
had
a couple
weight.
Of slices of it.
I think he's lost a bit of weight now. I
mentioned Jim to him the other day and he said, who's he? I had no idea what I was talking about.
The only thing that's not going for him is the little bloke who keeps annoying him and ringing his phone.
Oh, I drive him nuts. I really do. I don't mean to be a pest, but... I do drive him nuts. I love him.
1353 53 is the open line number. We'll take your calls. What will you want from Santa for Christmas? Let's go to Curdy on the line. G'day, Kurt.
G'day, Tomcat. How are you?
Really well, mate. What do you want Santa to bring you?
Oh, mate, I've been going all right, so I want it to keep going as it is, mate. I'm very happy as it is.
Okay.
As for presents, oh, please, not socks and undies, that's for sure. boys, I couldn't help myself this morning. I was just wondering, has there ever been a jockey on a card that's won every feature, won W Pike over at the Wild West last night, Five out of eight races. Has that happened, Raimondo?
Oh, it would have done in the past. He had a day out, didn't he? William Pike, he's riding particularly well. And actually, I was mentioning just earlier this morning before he came on air, Kurt, about jockeys riding in great form. W. Pike certainly is.
Mm.
Blake Shin in Sydney. His sense of timing at the moment, Mal. Outstanding.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter whether he's in front, behind. Have a look where he's putting his horses.
Rating them beautifully,
Unbelievable. He's just at the absolute pinnacle.
Mm. Good on you, Curdy. Appreciate that. Let's go to our next caller. Ron is on the line. G'day, Ron.
G'day, boys. Jimmy, Mal.
Hey, Ron.
Morning, Ron.
Hey.
How are you, Ron?
What do you want for Christmas, mate?
Well, I was a bit like Ray, giving some of those papers.
Yes.
I did once. And
my great wish in life, Ron.
No, I did once. I got a on the Sunday, and that bloody Brisbane, Sydney and Melbourne have been washed out.
Very good.
Merry Christmas, guys. Happy New Year.
Same to you, Ron.
Thanks, Ron.
And a safe, look, in all seriousness, my wish is that next year we don't lose so many of our riders and horses. It hasn't been too good this year.
No, that's a good point.
Good on you, mate. Well done, Ron.
Yeah, well said, Ron. Well said.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, have a great Christmas yourself, mate. Rod's a regular caller to the program, and it's great to have him on from up there at Moree. We will be on Sunday the 28th, so between Christmas and New Year, we will be on here from 7 o'clock. So if there is a barista who does want to pick themselves up $4.50, actually, they could probably charge a premium,
and you know,
they?
You know what is also very awkward? Myself sitting in the middle.
He's not happy today, is he?
No.
He's really unhappy today.
No, you've thrown my whole system out of whack. Like, I know it's all funny and that Malcolm in the middle, but it's not right.
Well, I didn't ever think of that.
It's not right. I'm in the middle. This is normally your spot where you're just steering the ship.
But that, you can't get any
so
access.
So Ray's in my spot over there with his
There's no
nice
access
hair
to the internet
that.
On that computer, so...
Well, I'm out of spot here.
How would I be able to tell you that Ottoman's the $6 favourite for the Golden Slipper?
Well, at some stage during the show, you would tell me. I'm guaranteed of
It's Christmas
that.
Now. You've got to be in a happy
I feel like Santa Claus this morning.
Gary Portelli, Samantha Clinton, and
about
Jimmy
Santa
Innes
Claus.
Are coming up very shortly with Ray, Jimmy, and the Grinch.
Summer, sun, surf, barbecues, parties, catching up with friends, staying in, chilling out, and having a punt. Yeehaw! While summer racing sizzles, all the hot racing news breaks on Racing HQ. Hear it first from the stables, the jockeys, the tracks. Racing HQ, Tuesday through Friday mornings from 9, right here on Sky Sports Radio. Brought to you by TAB.
This is Mo. G'day, Mo.
G'day.
Mo's big in railway infrastructure. What you been doing, Mo?
Mostly talking to labourers, plant operators and parents about working in the rail industry. It's a great career choice, but first up, you need to take a RISI course.
A RISI course?
Rail Industry Safety Induction. Before you work in the rail industry, you have to do a Rail Industry Safety Induction. Only takes a day. Book now on risi.com.au.
That's risi.com.au.
We'll get you trained.
Be part of the action at Australia's Holiday Playground this January, where the opportunity to join the winner's circle is only one horse away. Recent graduates of the Gold Coast Yearling Sale include Atlantic Jewel, Piero and Zoo Star, and Spring Carnival Stars Amicus, Dissident and Shooting to Win. Progeny by Australia's leading sires plus 22 individual first-season sires will go under the hammer at Magic Millions, Australia's leading source of black type and Group 1 winners. View the catalogue at magicmillions.com.au.
If you're after a skid steer loader that leads the way in quality, reliability and durability, then Toyota Material Handling has the right solution for you. That's because for earth moving and excavating, the Toyota Husky skid steer loader leads the pack. From 320 to a massive 900 kilogram capacity, get the Husky skid steer loader from Toyota Material Handling. It's that top dog in the dirt. Call 1-800-425-438 or visit toyotaskidsteerloader.com.au.
Want to own a horse that races more often? With a trackside runner for 6 hours that races every 4 minutes. To enter, tell us your favourite time to play trackside and submit your winning trackside ticket details at tabtrackside.com.au and you could win big. Time for trackside. Visit your local tab today. Promotion ends January 19, 2015. Gamble responsibly.
Summertime, the perfect time to enjoy Coco Joy's range of all-natural coconut-based products. Let me tell you, there's no better refreshment than Coco Joy 100% coconut water. You ever have it, Al?
No.
Sorry, mate. No, it's naturally sweet. It's chock full of goodness. There's no nasties like added sugar, preservatives, or concentrates.
That's good.
Compared with other typical sports drinks, it also contains higher levels of potassium, fewer calories, and less sodium, which all assist with recovery after exercise. Great news if you're into your sport or always on the move. So you do that.
Yeah, my word.
You're always on the move.
I'm going to try it.
Coco Joy's 100% coconut water is also dairy, gluten and soy free. That was convincing, Mel.
Yeah.
This summer, bring back the joy with Coco Joy at a store near you or online at cocojoy.com.
Up around the turn at the 450, it's Stitzler from Kaepernick, then Avanarko, Bomber Brown, Conarchi between horses, Tester Shadow the widest, then Tree of Jesse, Harrier Jet held up on the fence from I Am Impressed, trying to unleash. Kaepernick moves up on the outside to take the lead, but it's under pressure. Tester Shadow at the 200 metres moves up and takes it. Tester Shadow goes to the lead from Bomber Brown. Tree of Jesse is weaving through, and I Am Impressed on the outside at the 50. Tree of Jesse drives through, takes the lead. Tester Shadow lunging again. Tree of Jesse may have just lasted from Tester Shadow and Harrier Jet for third. They were followed by I Am Impressed and Conarchi.
In the end, it was Tester Shadow. $4.60 for Gary Portelli and Tim Clark on board. The three-year-old gilding by Tester Rosso out of Moonlight Shadow, and in the end fought back to win, which has come a bit of a habit during the course of races to try and get the bottom of it. We'll speak to the trainer, who I'm sure is very keen to get to the bottom of it, Gary Portelli. G'day, Gary.
Morning, Jimmy.
Congratulations on the win. It's a little bit of a concern because, from what I understand, Tester Shadow doesn't do that on the training track. But does it during races, Gary?
Yeah, it is a concern. Obviously, going forward into the next start, $1 million race, we'd hate to see him do that and get beaten in the nose, that's for sure. Mm. But there's not much else we can do but just keep him going. And Jock seems to think that once he gets past the horses inside him, he thinks his job's done. So might just have to just time it a little bit better and maybe let him hit the line on the line, you know.
Mm. Well, one thing he has got, Gary, which a lot of horses haven't got, is a bit of ticker. This horse does fight hard.
Yeah, you can see that both his last two starts, when the horses have headed him, he actually goes up to another gear, but it's two starts back when he was beaten, horse got past him and he had no reaction to it, didn't see it coming. And that's where I decided I'd just try the visor on him if it happens again. And I was hoping it probably we wouldn't have to go for the visor this weekend. I was hoping he'd just shoot clear, but like I said, it's a bit of a habit, but I think he just saw that horse get up the inside of him at the right time. He was able to kick. And, you know, it was only on the line that I think we're actually in front of that horse.
Yeah. What will you do now, Gary? 3 weeks the Magic Millions Guineas for the three-year-olds. Will you leave the visor on and race him with that piece of gear on the Gold Coast?
Yeah, look, I'm not going to change anything now, Ray. I think we've got it, you know, we've got the horse right, and big races, you won't be changing too much gear there.
Exactly,
so.
Yeah.
Very easy week this week for him, and try to get some speed back into his legs again and just have him spot on for the day.
Gary, you look like taking a pretty nice team of three horses up to the Magic Millions. You must be looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's always a good carnival to go up for, and it's better if you go up there with a chance. I think we can have a couple of chances. Mm. I think Strats Herbo got beaten 2.9 yesterday at Flemington in a pretty strong race, and he goes for the 1,000-metre open handicap up there, and my two-year-old Racy, she won nicely the other day, and I think there's a lot of improvement in her. So we'll be going to the Magic Millions with a nice two-year-old. So
we'll see her next week, won't we, Gary? We'll see Racy next week at Canterbury?
Yeah, she'll be at Canterbury next Saturday. There's a 1,200-metre two-year-old there, and obviously you'd want to be seeing her run extremely well there to head to the Magic Millions. But, you know, we were given a brief when we bought her. The owners, long-term Magic Millions frequenters, and they've had a lot of luck with a lot of horses, but they said we want a two-year-old this year and see if you can buy us one. We're just lucky enough that I've plumbed one because they're very hard to buy up there. It's the biggest stable soon to buy. Nearly everything goes through, and you've got to try and find something that they didn't want. And, we were able to find this filly, although we paid a lot of money for her. I think it's money well spent now.
Gary, you've had a lot of success over the years with your two-year-olds, and hopefully you'd have some success on Magic Millions Day next month. The announcement yesterday of a $10 million Magic Millions race day in 2016, obviously that's going to make the auction next month in 2.5 weeks' time even more difficult to purchase horses, because there's massive incentive if you can purchase a two-year-old next year and get into the Magic Millions for 2016.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be. You'd think it would have to affect the prices of the horses now somewhat, but what it will do is it'll also possibly make them easier to sell as well. You know, so if you buy one, you know, to re-syndicate the horse, and I think that's going to be
a good point. Just,
otherwise, you've got a good marketing point, but. You know, we were lucky enough. I think we ended up with about 8 out of the Magic Millions last season. So going forward, them horses are going to be eligible for the big meetings in the next few years. So, it's prize money is everything. If you get a nice horse, there's a big carrot there. But, you know, it's just hard for us little guys that haven't got the big spenders to get amongst it sometimes. So, hopefully I can get a result and we might be able to buy a few.
I don't mean to be rude, but you're not little Portelli.
Mal, love your show, Mal.
Just on that, Gary, the syndication market, from your experience, how have you found it the last 6 to 12 months? Is it as tough as ever? Is there, with these big prize money around for the championships and now for the Magic Millions, has that made it a fraction easier?
Oh, look, I think it's tough out there. It all comes down to how the economy's going, you know.
Yeah.
Like, not too much spare cash around from time to time, and, you know, it's for us, like, I've got Elite Thoroughbreds that basically syndicates 90% of my horses, and it's all about, you know, you've got to buy horses that are, obviously, horses that are syndicatable, you know, by standards that people know, out of fairly handy mares, and you know, you've got to buy types that are going to be able to run, and it's a combination of a lot of things, and trying to get them for the right price is another trick, you know. Anyone can find an expensive horse that's got a great pedigree, but finding one that's probably slipped under the radar, that's, you know, like this horse, we only paid $50,000 for him, you know. He's going to be a favourite for $1 million race soon. Sometimes, you know, you've just got to, you know, scout a bit wider and do a lot of homework. I've been up at Scone all week this week looking at all the yearlings and trying to do that again for next year, you know. And not hard to find the expensive one with a great pedigree. That's the easy part, you know.
Yeah, right.
I'm trying to find one that's going to
repay
what you've... Yeah, affordable, and it's going to actually get some prize money and pay for itself.
Well, I don't know whether this is going to disappoint you or excite you, but Tester Shadow is second favourite at tab.com.au for the Magic Millions three-year-old guineas at $7, Gary.
My horses like go better when they're second favourite.
Well, that's a good omen leading into Christmas. Let's hope that is the case. Of course, a big January for you coming up with that great team going up to the Magic Millions. Well done on yesterday, Gary, and I really appreciate your time on a Sunday morning.
Thanks, guys, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Gary Portelli there, the trainer of Tester Shadow, who will go up for that Magic Millions. Hijack Hussey is the $4.50 favourite in that three-year-old guineas race. Tester Shadow is next at $7, and De Heros is the third favourite at $8. And if you go to the two-year-old classic, Wicked Intent, gents, is $3.80 favourite. Miss Idyllic, $7.50. And then we look at Racy, Gary's other horse there, is at $16.
We'll see her next Saturday, as Gary said, at Canterbury. And probably see Carriages, talking to Gay Waterhouse yesterday. Carriages is back on track for Magic Millions. She was the early favourite, Carriages, until we had that little setback. But we'll run next weekend, probably in Brisbane. And all going well, onto the Magic Millions from there as well.
There's a SMS, or no, there's a tweet that came in here from Ashley saying, I doubt Moss Fund would have won a slipper on a dry track, going back to that performance of Ottoman. So,
I think to
upset your apple cart, to be honest.
I think what Mel was referring to more than anything was James McDonald's ride. Like in the Golden Slipper, Moss Fun, who should have been up on the speed, missed the kick and had to come from well back. James didn't panic that day, did he, Mel?
No, he certainly didn't.
And did it again yesterday on a horse that opened up, Mel, at $1.30 on track.
Yeah.
The big money came from her from mid-morning onwards, and she'd been the talk of the track for many, many weeks.
Well, at that price, it's easy for a jockey to push forward and panic.
Yep.
And he doesn't.
It's fantastic. Yeah. So matured out there. It's unbelievable.
Mm. Emails come in here. If you want to send an email, skysportsradio.com.au, click on the feedback icons there. And Mervyn Purvis has sent us in an email to our question, what would you like Santa to bring you for Christmas? Toys, not clothes.
You know, I don't know what it is with some people.
Yeah.
You, Jimmy, for instance, are just picking on me this morning like there's no tomorrow. No wonder a man's in a bad mood. I haven't had my coffee. I'm so out of my routine. You're a massive. That's what you are, a massive. This morning?
And good morning, this is Stewie Clark.
Yeah, Stewie Clark on the way. He'll understand.
Yeah.
What are you implying?
You know exactly.
I do know exactly what you're implying.
Better go to a break, Jimmy.
Let's get out of here.
The red lights are on and stalls are back and racing. Set for the Group 1 guineas. Stand by.
You're listening to Sky Sports Radio, home of the National Racing Service, Australia's most comprehensive racing coverage.
But the three-year-old has a dazzling turn of foot today. Sprints away.
Experience the excitement of four big EPL games with great events. Departing January 29, see Liverpool v West Ham, Chelsea and Everton, Mille Yednak's Crystal Palace against Newcastle, and the big Spurs v Arsenal North London derby at White Hart Lane. Plus, Bayern Munich's Bundesliga clash with Hamburg in Munich. $9,350 per person twin share includes just about everything. Go to greatevents.com.au. That's greatevents.com.au.
Want to own a horse that races more often? With a trackside runner for 6 hours that races every 4 minutes. To enter, tell us your favourite time to play trackside and submit your winning trackside ticket details at tabtrackside.com.au and you could win big. Time for trackside. Visit your local tab today. Promotion ends January 19, 2015. Gamble responsibly.
Be part of the action at Australia's Holiday Playground this January, where the opportunity to join the winner's circle is only one horse away. Recent graduates of the Gold Coast Yearling Sale include Atlantic Jewel, Piero and Zoo Star, and Spring Carnival Stars Amicus, Dissident and Shooting to Win. Progeny by Australia's leading sires plus 22 individual first season sires will go under the hammer at Magic Millions, Australia's leading source of black type and Group 1 winners. View the catalogue at magicmillions.com.au.
If you're after a skid-steer loader that leads the way in quality, reliability and durability, then Toyota Material Handling has the right solution for you. That's because for earth-moving and excavating, the Toyota Husky skid-steer loader leads the pack. From 320 to a massive 900 kilogram capacity, get the Husky skid-steer loader from Toyota Material Handling. It's that top dog in the dirt. Call 1-800-425-438 or visit toyotaskidsteerloader.com.
Up around the home turn at the 450, it's Countryman who has work on the outside of Champagne Cath, a length and a half single spirit, followed by Forget who needs a run. Houseman continues with a run on the inside from Q Fighter. Casual Choice down the outside from Windjammer who pulls out at the 200 metres. Champagne Cath in front from Houseman, Countryman, Casual Choice the outside, followed by Forget, Murder of Crows and Windjammer. Champagne Cath grabbed by Houseman at the 50. Houseman scrapes the paint. Houseman has won it from a photo. Champagne Cath or Murder of Crows, then Casual Choice, and next to complete the course, Countryman.
Yeah, Houseman it was. $17 there. It's for the Godolphin Stable again. John O'Shea for James P. Innes, a.k.a. Jimmy Innes, who had his first City winner on the five-year-old gelding by Commands out of Wynn City. And Jimmy's been good enough to join us on the line this morning. G'day, Jimmy.
Hey, how are you guys?
Yeah, really well. Congratulations on that win. Was the plan all along there, as we heard from Matty Hill, you hugged the paint there. Did you know the run would come, or it just opened up for you?
Yeah, I was pretty confident at the half mile, actually. Everyone wasn't too fussed to stick to the fence, so I thought I'd just try my luck and stick to the fence and see how things panned out. But, yeah, it all worked out good in the end.
Hey, Jimmy, good morning. Congratulations, your first Metropolitan winner. As you got level and went past Champagne Cath, and what was those initial feelings like?
Oh, unbelievable. No. It was my birthday on Friday, so to get this one home, first Sydney winner, and especially for Godolphin, I'm going there in January, so they've been a great support so far, and hopefully plenty more to come.
Yeah, we just heard from Darren Beeman earlier, Jimmy. I don't know if you heard him, but Darren was telling us that John O'Shea has sort of been watching you a little bit for a while now and has been using you on the bush circuit, so there has been that association with Godolphin for a few weeks now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they actually sent a couple down to Canberra, and lucky enough, I went on my first few rides for them, and that's when the opportunity came to have an apprenticeship with them. And so far, it's been a great experience just riding the class of horses that I have, and hopefully, it only improves from here.
Yeah, well done yesterday, Jimmy. It was great to see you. It was a very, very good ride. Your patience was fantastic. You were confident the whole race. Did you speak to the old man last night?
Yeah. Dad was tearing up, and he was pretty excited. So,
he was tearing up.
Family. Yeah, he was tearing up.
God bless him. There's nothing better than your first Sydney winner, and let's look with the move. It looks a great move to be going out to John O'Shea's, and what a nursery of horses you'll have there.
Yeah, exactly. So, hopefully plenty more of them to come, but it's going to be a great opportunity. Like you said, I've got the 3 kilos and I've got the quality of horse, so if I just head down, bum up and have a crack, the winner should come, yeah.
Jimmy, does your dad, is he like your sounding board? We've spoken to Taylor Marshall about this in recent months. His father, John's always there with him at most race days, and they talk at length after his rides. Do you use your dad as a bit of a sounding board as well?
I do. I call Dad after every race meeting. But in saying that, Dad likes to point out things that I've done wrong but not overdo it. And he actually sort of doesn't want to get too involved, especially when I'm riding for Godolphin. Like, I've got Darren there, so he leaves it all in Darren's hands there.
That sounds like your dad, doesn't it, Jim? He's a bit low-key like that. Actually, I was looking for him yesterday. He wasn't on track yesterday.
He's probably fishing.
Funny enough, he was asleep in a float when I won.
Oh, there you go. That sounds like his dad, yeah.
Very good. And tell us exactly how it came about with Godolphin, the opportunity that you're going to have there as an apprentice.
Well, they sent a filly down called Tuisha Kenny. They sent her down to Canberra. And
right.
They more or less wanted to get rid of her and have a win under her belt, so I've had a good association with Mr. O'Shea, even from Randwick. We've always got along, and Dad and Darren have obviously had a grounding together. So they sent the horse down and gave me the opportunity, and she won. So that was the start of it all. And a few weeks later, they sent another one down to Canberra, and it won too. So got offered the job there, and I was just all worked out well. And I obviously wasn't going to knock that opportunity back.
Good Christmas present,
fantastic.
Jimmy.
Fantastic, yeah. Well, that's going to make for a great Christmas. Yeah. How unlucky are you have your birthday so close to Christmas? That must impact on the number of presents and the size of the presents you get, Jimmy.
to be fair, I'm pretty spoiled. So.
There you go.
It's just more undies or more socks, that's it.
Plenty of undies and socks. Well, fantastic. Well done on the win yesterday, the first Sydney winner on Houseman. Congratulations on that. Good luck for the year that's coming up for you at Godolphin, and we really appreciate you joining us on a Sunday morning, Jimmy.
Not a worry. Great to be on.
Thanks, Jimmy. There he is. Jimmy Innes, a winner on Houseman for the Godolphin. That's a good story.
You know, the ending of that was great, what Jimmy said. It's great to be on, because when you're on this show, you know you've done something special.
You're a winner.
Yep,
that's right.
You're a winner.
Well, not necessarily special, but...
it is. Riding a winner on a Saturday and then getting on this show the next day is very special.
For Jimmy, I understand, but do you reckon Darren Beeman's going to recount...
This morning, when we wake him up
to come on the program, it's a career highlight?
I know Darren Beeman very, very well. Okay. And he loves coming on this show.
Right.
He's...
Knowing that he can't get prank called by you. Because you're on the show as well.
He loves this show.
We say it all the time, boys. We are very lucky, though, because it is early on a Sunday morning, one of the few times while racing people get a chance to sleep in. But invariably, if we ask them to come on,
They're there.
And
has anyone ever knocked you back?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
go on, give
the word.
Up.
Yeah, give someone up. I love it.
I don't think anyone has, actually.
There you are.
No,
see?
They're all very accommodating.
They are.
Sometimes they're not available for other reasons, but when you ask, they're always
well, the
to
PR something. Exercise is very important. So and to keep also, Ray Thomas on side.
Yeah, well, that's right. He can be ruthless, can't he? Yeah, absolutely ruthless. Hey, Eagle-Eyed Phil sent an email in to Jimmy Ray and Malcolm. What I want from Santa, I went to Santa to bring my head back that I lost and replaced with a pumpkin yesterday. When I did my tips on Friday night, I picked Houseman. But I had another look just before the race and I changed my mind and backed Q Fighter.
Oh,
regards,
no.
Eagle-Eyed Phil. Sorry about that, Eagle-Eyed
Houseman.
Phil.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I hope you got Christy Lee in the Randvet. Why don't we listen to the last couple of furlongs of Christy Lee's win and then we'll have a chat with another young jockey that's going so well, Samantha Clinton.
Dream Empress with Stolen Kisses on the outside for Bowman. They're a length and a half in front of Engagement, who looks to run on. Pretty Uncanny, the inside from Miss Ready. And Vanilla Princess down the outside. Stolen Kisses below the 200 from a wall. Engagement. Christy Lee is barging through. Medusa's Miss Vanilla Princess. Stolen Kisses at the 50. Christy Lee, the inside of Danger. Stolen Kisses. Christy Lee, that's tight. Very close. Christy Lee, Stolen Kisses in a photo. Medusa's Miss Prominent for third with Engagement.
Christy Lee, it was in the Randvet for Chris Waller. Samantha Clinton claiming 3 kilos, one at $6. Christy Lee's the 5-year-old mare out of In Costa Del Lago by Shania Dane. And it's great to have Samantha on the program. Congratulations, Samantha.
Thanks.
It's not a bad record you got, Chris Waller. 2 rides, 2 wins. I'd imagine the stable will be lining you up for another ride.
Get a full book on Wednesday.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no,
it's
a good record.
And congratulations, too, on another milestone that you made 50 wins for the season, which is almost eclipsing what you did last season. And there's, well, we're 5 months into this year.
Yeah, that's it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, good morning, Samantha. Congratulations. And I think the feature of both the wins for the Chris Waller rides were your rides. I know they impressed Chris and others. And Samantha, coming to ride in the metropolitan area, you've had a lot of success at the provincials. It seems like you've timed this sort of introduction to city racing at just the right time of your career.
That was the whole plan with it all, to not go too soon, not go before I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
Between my manager and my partner and my boss, it's all been timed very well.
And the move to Chris Lee's, that's also a significant move, I think, because you were originally apprenticed in the Bush region, but you've moved to Chris at Newcastle, and that obviously gives you even closer again to the city and probably opens up even more doors for you.
Yeah, well, I've only been with Chris for a fortnight, but it's all working out really well at the moment.
You've settled into Newcastle okay, Sam?
Yeah, I have. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, well, you're riding plenty of winners. How nice has this season been? You must have set yourself some goals. Have you achieved any of those goals you set yourself earlier in the year?
The only goal I really set was trying to win the provincial apprentice title in OA.
Yes.
And at this stage I'm in front, but that's the only real goal I set myself. I didn't expect to be kicking off in Sydney this.
That's terrific. And Sam, it's been a great start the season, Sam. You're telling me a story yesterday. I know Mal would love, of course, is his favourite horse at the moment, Protectionist. I know you're now with Chris Lees, but there's no chance you're getting an opportunity to ride that horse even in track work at the moment.
No, I hardly doubt I'll
sit on his back. You can't get him off. And the horse himself, he's a quirky, he's a stallion, obviously. He's a bit of a quirky horse, Protectionist.
And he knows he's good.
And he lets you know too sometimes, I think.
I do believe so.
Hey, Sam, what was it that brought you back to riding? You had your time riding previously, then went away from that. This is really like a second opportunity for you. What was it that brought you back?
Oh, I've always wanted to do it. Even though I wasn't riding, I always was still in racing.
Yeah.
And I still had something to do with racing and I've always wanted to do it. I've always wanted to be a jockey, so it's hard to not come back.
Mm. Yeah, well, it's working out fantastically well. Congratulations on the season you're putting together thus far. The win on Christy Lee yesterday, and on behalf of everyone here at the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, I hope you have a great Christmas and New Year.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you, Sam.
Well done,
Sam Clinton there, who is just flying at the moment, doing very, very well indeed, and great to have her on the program. We're just about done for the morning. just before Santa comes and brings you your socks and undies, Mel. 1353 53, the open line number. We'll take callers after 8 o'clock. But we've got two to follow from you, Raymond, in the lead up to Christmas.
I know Otter Man was outstanding, but the run of the third horse, boys, Pride of Dubai, he's a surefire winner in weeks to come. And Bascule at Flemington yesterday for Chris Waller. Three wins from four starts, promising horse. Jimmy and Mel, Merry Christmas, and Merry Christmas, everyone, as well.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to everybody out there.
Pride of Dubai, a guaranteed winner in the next couple of weeks.
Surefire winner.
Surefire winner, that's it. That's an ironclad guarantee, is it?
Well, it's almost like getting Sunday morning's paper on Saturday morning.
Morning, boys. I remember backing Fraser's in its second start, and it won at about 50s and have stuck. Good on you, Bindi. Love that
$91.
Horse.
$91. Well done.
From Lakehaven. Good on you, Pete. Well,
that's his Christmas present.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
Thanks, gentlemen. It's been a great year thus far. I know we're coming in next week to do the show, but to you and yours, I hope you have a very merry and safe Christmas, and we'll see you next week, hey?
You too, Jimmy. And get this fixed so you can sit in the middle next week, will you?
We'll work on it, Malcolm, in the middle. Siri Clark. And all the latest from the world of sport coming up next.